Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Skytooth, Oklahoma, and the home of associate pastors Chip and Candace Brim at a glorious church fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. Now, Chip is still in the traveling ministry. And I think you're what's your aim, your goal right now? You're going to be down at Collinsville. How many?
We're transitioning to more two a month.
You're going to be Sundays. Two Sundays a month preaching
and
in Collinsville.
And Wednesdays as well.
And Wednesdays, two Wednesdays. And yeah. Then the other time you're going to be, so you're still available for meetings, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, now
you want to get coached. I'm an ex-coach and we do a lot of coaching and training, but we're going to grow.
Oh, we're growing. I'm telling you, last night I walked in that church. It was amazing. That thing was packed out down the hallways everywhere. So I remember John Osteen. He was way you know, from any other church in Houston. And he said, a church alive is worth the drive. So that's truth. Now, Chip is just back. And the reason why we haven't seen this family is because Chip has been in Australia. Margaret Court, who is very famous, especially in Australia. She has won more Grand Slam tennis than any other person alive, male or female. She has courts named after her and
stadiums, statues, movies, books.
And she's got a wonderful, she's one of my best friends in the Lord. If Margaret and I lived close together, we'd have a lot of fellowship. When she comes to the States, she'll spend a day with me. And what a woman of God. And she has Bible schools, and she has missionary activities into the islands, and very involved in government.
Oh.
And Margaret loves Chip. And she loves him because of his passion. Tell about that one time, Chip, when
you
went over
there.
Well,
I was so nervous to meet her, and she wanted to pick me up because she's a legend over there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I got off the plane in Melbourne. She's in Perth all the way across the country, and there's a statue. There's... driving by with a taxi driver. That stadium's named after her. I'm like, oh, God. She wants me to come preach champions at her church? I'm like, Lord, are you sure? And then I hear at the hotel, Pastor Margaret's going to pick you up on the phone. No, you pick me up. I begged the person. Please, no. And I haven't met her yet. Mom knew her, but I didn't know her. She picks me up. And I was so nervous, and the Lord told me, I want you to preach on passion that night. And I said, oh, God, help me. God, help me. Holy Ghost, help me. It's got to be you. And so she comes in, pulls up, and I recognize, get in the car. And you know, she says hi and everything, and she's driving, and she goes, you know, Chip, in her Australian beautiful voice, which I can't do very well. The Lord has blessed you and I in sport, me in tennis, you in baseball, and it's given us platforms to reach the lost in the world and this and that in the church. And I've got my head down, not even making eye contact, thinking if she looks at me, you're no champion, you know, that type of thing. And I was so intimidated. I'm just sorry I was. And she said, but I'm going to tell you what they don't have that you had and I have, and that's passion. Well, that's what the Lord told me to preach on that night. And I said, Pastor Margaret, I raised up and I said, that's what God told me to preach on tonight, is passion. She goes, let them have it. And and so it just broke the ice. And we have become so close.
You've become so close. She just loves you, Chip. And
she always tells me, let him have it. She'll even go, will you preach that again? Preach it tomorrow night. See, she knows training. And that's what we need is training. She'll go, no, preach it again. She's the only pastor that I go to that tells me, preach it again.
Till they get it, because she's used to that.
She knows. That's how she became a champion. Wimbledon, three times.
Yeah.
She knows that. And the church needs that training.
Yes. And Margaret, she has a Bible school. And so she wanted Chip to come and preach this past year, 2013. She wanted him to preach her graduation. Well, her graduation's in December. It's right in our, it's right in our holiday season. But Chip agreed to go. Now, when you go to Australia, it's a long boat ride.
Oh, man.
Which you take by plane these days, but it's still long. And you got to make it count while you're there. You got to minister as much as you can, because you know you're not going to be coming back for a while. For one thing, it's so much money. To fly over there.
I was over there almost a month.
Uh-huh. So while you were there, I want you to tell about the Aborigine thing.
I got in. You have to get in, actually, the colonies. They call them Native Americans over here. We have the Native Americans, and they're called reservations. But there, I think they're called colonies or something like that. But anyway, you have to get in, and you get in there, and it's the highest suicide rate.
to the Aborigines.
Just real depression, and they're full blood, and they came to hear, you know, because I have a native Cherokee background. So it opened a door.
Didn't Cole Stringer get you in
there? Cole Stringer and some others, Dale and Cole Stringer and some others. So we go in there, and they're very spiritual people. And I find out that they're dealing with this one spirit.
Now tell where it is. Where are they located?
This was...
Was it the Pacific Ocean?
Cairns. Cairns. They spell it C-A-I-R-N-S.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, up there.
Pacific,
and then you have to take a ride through this tropical
jungle.
The
bush country.
Yeah, then through that into the bush country. So there we are, and very spiritual people, and they're dealing with this one spirit that they all know, and they've known for years, and he's called Hairy Man, which that's what we would say, but they had an
aboriginal name.
Mm-hmm. And it's just been killing him, right?
It's a demon, and it appears to them.
And it appears to him, and
all
he's
the time.
Always like in a corner,
even
in
at the church.
Top of a room, and he's got a noose around his neck, telling them, mocking them, telling them to hang themselves, kill themselves. And so God said to me, as the meetings grew, and they grew, and they grew, and they grew, and kids were looking in the windows on top of other kids' shoulders and packing it out, and they were so expecting, because signs, wonders, and miracles were happening, and it was so nice to preach to a place like that. And I felt to myself, this is what it must have been like Jesus, because, you know, they tore the hole in the roof and finally sent people down.
And Paul.
I think that's what they would have done if we'd have kept going. But anyway, one night he said, I want you to teach him about your authority from the right hand above Hairy Man, above him. I want you to tell him where I'm at and where you're to sit with me, and you can have dominion over him. And the Lord did it through me in a
you
way
knew
that
it had
they
to be
could,
a simple message.
It had to be. That's what I battled with the Lord in you know, in the hotel room, because I had to drive a long way. There was no hotels there. And he said, I'll do it. You trust me. And he did it. And I mean, they were like, what? We can have authority? We're above? Yeah, not below, above him. We were seated above with Christ.
You
Christ
preached location,
still on the
location,
cross.
Location,
yes,
right?
Yes, here.
Three
here,
locations.
And they
Earth,
got it, and
mid-heavens.
It spread through that colony, I'm telling you. And they are so excited.
They're so excited because they don't have to be...
No, they can run him off.
They don't have to be dominated by Harry.
They don't have to be dominated. They can dominate him.
Bless the Lord.
Life has come in, and it's so awesome. And we had many signs, wonders, and miracles because they're so expecting. And anyway, it was awesome.
And so that message is of utmost importance to us right now, because there'll be an increase. There's going to be an increase in the glory, and there's going to be an increase in a fight against it.
Well,
Satan does not want us to have the glory of God. He won't let this go unchallenged.
And one thing that they really caught was John A. McMillan said this. He said, authority is delegated power.
Yes.
But it's value. In other words, you can have it and not be valuable. But its value depends on the force behind the user.
And the force is God.
Yes.
But you have to be forceful.
You have to enforce it.
Enforcing God's force.
Just like a police officer enforces the law.
Yeah.
It's a given.
And he
Jesus
knows.
Jesus said, I saw Satan fall. It's a given. Now enforce it.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Occupy your seat.
And Jesus, of course, was raised high above principalities, powers, might, and dominion. And we were seated with him at the right hand of the Father. Now, here we're coming on to this time in this year, 2014, when God said the church must don glory. They must put on glory. Last night we had a meeting, kind of a preliminary meeting to the one we're going to have coming up. And I was surprised how it went. But the Lord touched on, in that meeting, forgiveness and unity. And when you go to what Jesus preached, John 17, what he prayed, it was his prayer. He said that they may be one as we're one, so that the world can see your glory. So last night, it was just amazing to me. I'm conducting the meeting, but I'm conducting it hearing what the Lord wants to do next. He had families embracing. Mm-hmm. He had people getting rid of unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. Because we must have it for the glory to appear, to manifest in us. We can't have schisms and divisions, spats, So here you are, and you're now on a local church level. And what is it like to feel the difference, Chip? Like when you go out to preach at a service, or when you're at home, and these are the people that you know about them, mm-hmm. and their lives.
So the
question, what about? Are we going to be able to get the church into unity? Are we able going to be able to forgive and love each other and have the glory?
Yeah, it's going to be him, and I thought at that time at that colony I could just sense him taking over the thing. But last night, what you were talking, you also talked about tender-hearted, being not hard-hearted.
Yeah.
And Jesus was compassionate. He was always moved with compassion before every miracle that he performed. But the Lord told me, he said, it's gonna be training, not entertaining, the church. And that's what we're getting, is training. That's why you need to come to meetings like this, like we did last night. We were trained last night.
Oh, yeah. We had the move of the Spirit.
Oh, and then we operated in it.
Then we operated. It was a demonstration.
And lives were changed.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what has to happen. And there's some people out there that think, no, it can't happen. No, it can't happen. But it can happen.
It can happen. It was such a move of the Spirit of God. And as we followed him, that is demonstration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is demonstration. I'm sitting here thinking kind of silently about it, how it was. We could have gone on with that meeting. I mean, if we'd have gone on tonight,
it
that place
amazing.
Would have been...
And we haven't had meetings like that in a while. We need more of them.
Oh, yeah, because that's the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit that can lift us up into that place where we're above the fray.
Yeah.
We're above what's going on beneath.
And we're going to have more. We just don't know the dates yet. We're waiting on God.
Yeah, we're waiting
on
God. We got to decide that right this week. I'm going to look at your schedule. I want you to be there, you and Candace to be there. And, of course, we'll be announcing it on billybrim.org. I do blogs. We do this radio. This radio is on every day. And, of course, this radio, you could get it online. And it's going to be listed as Billy Brim. I guess it'll be Chip and Candace Brim. And so I want you to, our special offer this week, and it really will help you with seeing some of the things that God has given to Chip, which are so powerful. And one is the anointing, and how that we can use a phrase that we are anointed to do anything to the glory of God. So this, a very effective tape on the anointing, CD or DVD, we're making it available this week for only $3. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447, 1-800-972-3447, and request Chip Brim's teaching on the anointing. Now, this is available. You'll tell them what you want, or maybe you want both, or maybe you want 10 sets to give away. This really speaks to the young people. And it has been it has brought about great victory in the lives of young people. And so we're saying shalom, shalom until tomorrow.